It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio with another garden show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral and Greenhouse. Good morning, Dwayne.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Good morning, everybody.
Beautiful day again.
It's perfect out there. Really nice.
It's going to get hot, though.
Better than 30 below.
Yeah. Well, there, you got a point there.
Yeah.
So how are you doing this week?
You saw a lot of beautiful countryside.
Yeah, we got back from vacation. We were out, actually, we took a different route out to the Black Hills, took Highway 12 and 14, and a lot of land out there in South Dakota.
Yeah, there is. A lot of trees out when you get out to the Black Hills.
Yep. The smell of...
Why do they call it the Black Hills?
Why?
No, I asked you that.
Oh, I don't know. No?
Because a lot of the trees out in the hills are Black Hill spruce.
Oh, okay.
They have kind of a blackish tinge to them, so it's called the Black Hills.
Okay, did not know that. I learned something new today.
There you go. Did you go through the area where it was all the white sands, the white dunes?
Nope, we didn't see that.
That is awesome.
Where's that at?
It's out in that area. It's to the southeast of the Black Hills.
Okay.
It's sacred Indian land, and it's all white. It's unbelievable. It looks like you're on Mars.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I've never been to Mars, but that's what I imagined it to be like.
Yeah. Well, we made a stop at the Dahl Chainsaw Art.
Isn't that awesome?
It's amazing. Man, they've it's a tourist attraction by itself.
Yeah.
Jordan and Jared do a great job out there, don't they?
Yeah, with the wood carvings with the chainsaws and all different types of woods and... That's worth the trip in itself.
It is, for sure. Yeah. All right, Dwayne. Well, as we always do during the garden show, we open up our phone lines. You give us a call at 320-598-7301 with a lawn or garden question for Dwayne. That's 598-7301. Or you can email us over a question, klqpfm@farmerstel.net. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
Plant of the week is hydrangeas. Hydrangeas have really been one of the more popular plants in around your foundation plantings and stuff. Been a lot of new development. I don't know if you've seen the pictures online that you posted, Paul. There's all different colors. I shouldn't say all different colors. There's whites and pinks and blues and purples. And there's definitely ones that are easier to grow than others. So if you have any questions on hydrangeas, I'd be glad to talk to you because they're absolutely gorgeous. And we just got another one, just brand new one, and just got it a couple weeks ago. It's called Cherry Explosion. And it's kind of a cherry red, and it's hardy here, and we have one left. They went like crazy.
How many different colors do they come in? About anything?
Well, again, white, blue, pink, cherry, lime green. There's one of my favorite is a pink white one called strawberry vanilla. It's a really cool one. There's a purple blue one called twist and shout. White diamonds is a bigger one that looks like it's more loose open flower. These are the flowers of the plants that have the big white or colored flowers on them. Grandma always had one in the shade in her house. It was called a PG hydrangea. That was one with the big round flowers. So
okay.
Hydrangeas are real popular right now. But you know, when it's 90 degrees out, they're one of the first ones that need water. So don't be afraid to water your hydrangeas. And you know what? Water your plants before it gets that 90 plus degrees the next couple days. So they have moisture going into the hot weather.
Actually, that's one of our questions coming up, Dwayne. You just answered it.
What was their question?
The question was, with a whole week of 90s forecasted and no rain, what's the best thing to do for my lawn besides watering it?
Don't go on your lawn. Don't mow your lawn. Don't ride on your lawn. Don't walk on your lawn, because you'll hurt the crown of the plant. So stay off your lawn. If you're going to water, I've seen a lot of people that have irrigation, and they're watering, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's not when I would water, because you're not using your water very efficiently. If you do it like the irrigation system, so it comes on at 5 o'clock in the morning, it's usually not too windy at that time, and your grass will have the moisture to go into the heat of the day, and your lawn will dry out, so you don't get a lot of diseases, because most of the diseases spread when it's cooler and wet. So water in the morning.
Okay. All right. Well, what's our concern? What's our horticultural concern of the week, Dwayne?
Did you see my picture?
I did. That's a picture of you. I didn't know that was a picture of you right away.
It's an ad that I did many years ago, and our concern is weeds. It's enough to pull your hair out if you see that picture. I'm pulling on my long hair.
Yeah, that's an awesome picture.
And I'm in a weed patch. But the whole idea is that weeds drive you crazy, you know, kind of getting into the later part of the summer, and you've been fighting the weeds and hoeing weeds and all that type of stuff. So weeds are a big concern. Still the best way to get rid of weeds is hoeing them out, and I use a sickle blade hoe, which is a good one, or tilling them out with a tiller. That's probably easier. There's also, you can put preen down, but preen is a weed preventer, okay? So you have to get the weeds out of your area, then you can sprinkle preen down. Earth Elements Grower has a weed inhibitor, so you can put that on too. You can spray. There's all kinds of sprays that are non-selective that will kill anything that's green, so you got to be careful what you're spraying there. So, okay. Weeds are concerned, and they're a pain in the butt.
And as it is so hot out, weeds really get going, don't they?
Oh, God, just like they grow. Well, I take care of a few people's flower boxes, and even in the flower boxes, I mean, I water them and every 2 to 3 days, and by the time you come back, the weeds are a foot long again.
Why is that, Dwayne? Why do weeds grow so fast when the temperature's really hot?
Hey, that's a good question, Paul. You know why you have weeds?
Why?
Because you're missing something in your soil. The weeds will grow in areas that are like lack of calcium or lack of nutrients or lack of boron. So if you know what the lack of is, and if you treat that, you won't have nearly as many weeds. Dandelions in your lawn is a source that your lawn doesn't have enough calcium in the soil. So if you put more calcium on your grass, you won't have nearly as many dandelions.
But the hot weather seems...
Efficiency. That still tells you what your soil is missing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Well, we have some questions here, Dwayne. I want to save some time for the horticulture night at the University of Minnesota Morris to talk about. So let's go through some questions here. This person says I need to plant a tree in my backyard. I'm replacing one that blew down in the storm. What's the biggest tree I can plant that I can get in there? I want shade now. I don't want to wait 10 years for a small tree to grow. They lost all their shade.
I'd like to argue with this person, but to answer the question first, the biggest tree you can move is probably a tree that's about 9 inches in diameter. That's the width of the tree, or roughly 27 inches around. And you need at least a 54-inch tree spade to move that, okay? You'd have to spade it in. First of all, you have to find that tree. But I would say moving in a big tree like that, I'm not a big tree mover fan to do that with a tree spade, because you're cutting off a lot of roots compared to the size of the tree on top. A tree with a 54-inch tree spade will probably cost you $2,000 plus, $2,000 to $2,500 to have moved in. I would put a 2-inch diameter tree that I sell. I'd put a, like a 2-inch diameter sugar maple or fall fiesta maple next to that tree, and I'll bet you in 10 years my tree is bigger than that tree you moved in that you spent $2,500 for.
Oh, wow.
Because the trees that Heather sells are trees that are grown just like we grow corn. Wholesalers grow trees like that, and they root prune them every year. And so there's a fibrous root system under these trees that we have in pots. And so they're balanced out more. The top of the tree and the roots of the tree are balanced out. And so they get going faster than moving in with a tree spade. Sets them back quite a bit.
Okay. Yeah.
And again, if he also should take care of that tree, whatever tree he plants, water and fertilize it and encourage it, and you'll have a tree faster.
Yeah. I would guess there's a lot of people going to replant trees with all the trees that have blown down in our area.
I've been talking a lot of tree lately. If people want to talk trees, that's one of my favorite subjects. Be glad to help them out with different varieties. You know, there's definitely trees that are faster growing, some slower growing, some are hardwoods, some are softwoods. You know, some turn colors in the fall, bright reds, and some are oranges, and some don't turn a lot of colors. But there's an advantage and disadvantage of all these different types of trees. And Heather right now has thousands of trees and also a lot of evergreen trees right now. If you're looking for evergreen trees, a lot of them got blown over not too long ago.
What are the price ranges, Dwayne? Are they wide range, or?
Well, if you're going to plant a number of trees and you're going to get small trees, you know, 2-3 feet tall, you're probably talking, if you did it in the spring and got bare root and, you know, did a growth situation and got, you know, nursery grade trees, there are definitely different grades of trees, you're probably talking $5 to $10. The trees that Heather sells are bigger trees, you know, anywhere from mainly around 8 feet, 8 to 10 feet tall, you know, inch in diameter to 2 inches in diameter, and they vary from $95 to $200.
Okay, all right.
Depends on what variety and how big they are.
Okay. All right, we're good. Well, we didn't leave much time to talk about horticulture. Now you've got about a minute, Dwayne, so talk fast.
Hort night is a special night for horticulture people that love plants. Go up to University of Minnesota, Morris. Hort night is July 28th from 4 to 8. Fantastic night. Go see all the different flowers. Go up there with your friends. They have food there, vendors there, talks there. University of Minnesota, July 28th, 4 to 8. It's a blast.
Okay, and we'll talk more about that. We'll save some time next week for that, too. So
there we go.
All right.
Hey, the other thing we didn't know, Stinker Days in Madison. Got some heck of a deals on plants in Madison, so stop into the Madison shop.
All right, real good, Dwayne. Thanks a lot for another fantastic garden show.
You bet. Happy Dragon Fest.
All right. Dwayne Astead from Heather Floral and Greenhouse with another garden show here on Q92.